The Tour de France. The Tour de France is an incredible event. I mean, I know all the stuff about cycling and drugs and stuff like that. But despite that, and against my own sort of strong negative feelings towards people who take drugs in order to succeed in sport, I have to say the Tour de France is an event that has excited me as a kid and excites me probably even more as an adult, to be honest now, because I've been watching a bit of the Tour de France over the last few years on TV. Channel 4, I think it is, in the UK, always did a fabulous program about it. So this shower I'm taking is actually going to be about the Tour de France, but a particular aspect of the Tour de France that I can speak from personal experience of. Now, I've never ridden a bicycle in a race, although I grew up as a kid cycling a bicycle going to school every day. I absolutely rode a mile and a half to school every day. And then one time when I went to London to work as a gardener for Camden Council in London, I my claim to fame is that I cycled up Highgate Hill, which is very, very steep. I cannot imagine myself doing it now. But I cycled up the very, very steep hill in London, up past Archway, up to Waterloo Park. And more than that, I cycled around Marble Arch, you know, and I don't know if I would actually dare do that today, but I did. And I did all that without a helmet, to be blunt, so it was a few years ago. But today, the Tour de France is actually going somewhere special, remarkable, that I have a personal connection with. It's going into Belgium. Now, I have a sister-in-law who's Belgian, and she's Flemish, and that's not the reason. I'm working for a business that has the founders of whom, oh sorry, they're Dutch. I got confused for a second. Forgive me. I mixed up the Netherlands with Belgium. That's what happens when you get in a shower. But no, today the Tour de France is going to Tournai. Tournai. Now what's famous about Tournai is that my client in Hand Guides, that absolutely amazing company that does travel guides and does lifestyle and health audios, and is also getting into, in a big way, into helping people deal with their civil rights in court systems in Iraq, and is into public advocacy and stuff like that. So this wonderful client, this business that was founded by Trevor Winkworth in Carrigaline in Cork, who I met at Cork Meet a few years ago, and for whom I wrote one of the most amazing things I've ever written in my life, and it was a patent application for China. Yep, you don't have many people around on Audioboo who have written patent applications for China. In case there are several others, this was a patent application for an innovative use of existing technology, right? It wasn't because they invented something, it's because they found a new way of doing stuff. And the in-hand guide story is amazing. But today, it's the gathering together of the in-hand guides in Tournai. Tournai is this small town I know almost nothing about, except one vital thing I'll come to in a minute. But Tournai has a guide to the town. I haven't heard it. I rather presume it's in French. And I feel a little embarrassed. I really ought to know, but I've been too busy to slow down and listen to it. I actually believe I've been sent a copy, but the amazing thing about Tournai is that it's a town, it's commissioned in-hand guides to produce a guide of the town, and it's produced it just in time for the arrival of the Tour de France there today. Imagine. Town authorities got their head in order and decided that they were going to commission a special audio introduction to Tournai in time for the Tour de France. Now, this really got me excited when I heard about this, because I thought of all the thousands of other places that the Tour de France is going to, and I decided that my client had a massive market if this guide to Tournai was successful. because next year's Tour de France might be characterized by in-hand guides to just about everywhere. Well, you couldn't do them all, you know. Or maybe even an in-hand guides to the Tour de France itself. Well, look, it's not my job to do business development, you know, come up with new ideas, because they're perfectly capable and they have loads of stuff in the pipeline. But I do think it would be a cool thing to have an in-hand guides for the Tour de France. And today is the day the actual Tour de France teams into Tournai. I think the whole town will be closed down. There was a slight chance I was going to get there today to do an audio to capture the excitement. Imagine the street sounds of the arrival of the Tour de France into this Belgian town which has got an in-hand guide already. I mean, that just, you know, somehow or other, history has conspired to make me use Audioboo an awful lot. In-hand guides out there doing its business and building up a portfolio of terrific tourist guides for various locations, you know, including Blackpool Tower, including they did the London Eye, they've got the Sydney Tower, they've got Glasnevin Cemetery, and I actually forget which ones I should be even mentioning in this audio. I have no list in front of me in this shower. But anyway, the person from In-Hand Guides who does customer service is a wonderful woman, and I do social media conversations with her. Valli Dumoulin. You're probably shocked to hear me doing an audio from the shower, but, you know, that's my style right now. I haven't got time to do one from a studio. So, basically, this is to celebrate the historic arrival of the Tour de France. I think for the very first time, or maybe the first time in 90, I don't know, but somebody will have to clarify that. But it certainly isn't a normal occasion that the Tour de France should arrive in a town that In-Hand Guides has got a guide out to. Now, that's pretty amazing, I think. And it's amazing for me because, to be truthful, you know, I got a great, great client who I'm mad about. I've got a great, great event that I am very enthusiastic about for idiosyncratic reasons. And today's a Monday, and what a good way to start the day. So there we are. That's just a little bit about what's on my mind. The one place I'd like to be more than here in Glanmire in Cork today, I'd want to be there most of all, is the town of Tournai in France, in Belgium, as the Tour de France arrives. And I think it's 3 o'clock this afternoon, about, if I remember from my television watching days, it'll be about 3 or 4 o'clock Irish time, and I think it'll be live on TV. So there you are, get yourself glued into Tournai and see what I'm talking about. And Valli, have a great day. You're probably too darn busy to listen to this today, but it's a special excitement. Bye-bye.